No tour of a city is complete without a stop for lunch at an ethnic market. In Buffalo, Mark Goldman insists there's only one place to go.
We're heading east, and we're going over to what's referred to as the Broadway Fillmore Market, which, when it was built in the 1870s, was the heart of a very, very, very large Polish neighborhood, and now, over the last 30 or 40 years, has become a very, very large African-American neighborhood. My favorite thing about the Broadway Market is you can get things you can't get anywhere else. One of them is a Charlie Chaplin chocolate bar, which is a chocolate bar indigenous to Buffalo.
This is fun. You're gonna like this place.
The market, at first, seems desolate. Stretches of gray, pockmarked concrete floor are vacant. There's a scattering of benches and garbage cans where vendors once crowded the walkways. But concentrated at the far end of the market, the stands of some butchers, bakeries, and produce sellers remain. Connoisseurs of local cuisine cluster at a candy counter to buy a Charlie Chaplin chocolate bar.
It's marshmallow, coconut, cashews, and chocolate.
Shop owner Patricia Sikorsky doesn't know why her father-in-law named his creation after Charlie Chaplin. Perhaps because this enormous loaf is roughly the size of the little tramp. One bar usually weighs over 2 pounds. Rosalie Ponick and Terry Sarema visit the stand often.
One time you and I were having a conversation and I ate a whole damn thing of it at one sitting.
Sounds to die for.
Yeah.
Now, you...
They say better than sex.
It's better than sex? Is that what you just said? Well, then, I suppose I'm going to have to try it, huh?
Oh, right.
You better. But
are you both Buffalo natives? You
yes,
all
absolutely.
Grown up here?
Yes. Born and raised.
Really? In this neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
Boy, you've seen a lot of changes.
Too many. Yeah, the market was quite different.
All you could smell was breads and hams and chickens and... live chickens. I forgot about that. They had live chickens. Oh, it was great.
Marshall Thompson grew up near the Broadway Fillmore Market in the 1950s and 60s.
It's kind of terrible, you know, that the market has gone down this way. But it's starting to come back, slowly but surely. But Buffalo, as usual and always, seems to be always lagging behind. Always. That's just the nature of Buffalo.
The city may be lagging in some ways, but a steady flow of immigrants has kept Buffalo's neighborhoods vibrant.